Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier, want to give a quick shout out. You know, there's been about a dozen of us calling this radio station home for the last several days because of all the closures and our need to have the full team here to do our jobs and bring you all the information. And we were getting a pretty good hankering for a hot meal. And Dickie Brennan's Bourbon House is open and stepped up to the plate and sent us some really fantastic food. So thank you to Dickie Brennan's Bourbon House, and particularly to Devin over there, who was so helpful. We really have enjoyed it. Mike, a lot of people are having questions about what to do in this weather in terms of what if all this snow and ice stays on my roof? What if my pipes burst? What else should I be doing to protect my home, the largest investment I have? So we asked Paul LaGrange, the host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting, to join us here this evening on WWL. How you holding up, Paul?
Good evening. Doing well. Thank you for having me here.
What is the most important thing that you think people should be paying attention to at this point and making sure they do to ensure that they come out of this as best as possible as we're dealing with potentially another pipe-bursting hard freeze tonight?
So if you were very successful in not getting any frozen pipes last night or the night before, whatever method you use, whatever hot faucet you turn on at whatever degree of drippage, you want to repeat that again tonight to prevent that from happening. Because last night was our coldest night. It's not going to be as cold tonight as it was last night. So if you were successful last night, then do that again. If you are not successful, and I've had quite a few people call me up today saying, listen, I'm getting cold water at my kitchen faucet, but I'm not getting hot water. And I walked them and coached them through how to get that pipe where it was defrosted, it was no longer frozen, they can get hot and cold. And the last thing I told them, I said, okay, remember tonight, before you go to bed, put that hot faucet on, and it's a fast drip. It's not a stream of water. It's just a fast drip. And a slow amount of water coming through that will greatly reduce the risk of that pipe freezing again. So, if that's you, then definitely make sure you take those steps to be proactive in preventing those pipes from freezing tonight. Something else, too, that you may want to consider, and this is actually something that's taken me the better part of today to take care of, is I have gutters that go around my house, and removing the snow from the gutters, because I live on the North Shore, and in Covington, we got right at 7 inches of snow, and it was a dry, powdery snow, but with today's warming up, it was melting rather quickly. But it's below freezing temperatures tonight, so that ice that is underneath the snow at the bottom edge of my roof and also my gutters is going to freeze solid tonight. And you'll be surprised that a dry, powdery snow compared to a chunk of ice, the ice is about 3.5 to 4 times heavier than the snow. And your gutters were never designed to be filled and overflowing to the top with ice.
Even the same overnight. Volume. Even the same volume
Even
of
the
snow.
Same volume. Same wow. volume of, that's right. So it's important that you try and remove that ice from your gutters. Make sure your downspouts are not clogged with pine needles or leaves and have it drained. I even went as far as going around the outer perimeter of my entire home and remove the bottom 3 feet of snow from the edge of my roof. Because what I noticed was that as that snow was melting and it was getting towards the edge of the roof, right before it dripped into my gutters, it would form.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A dam of ice, and it was preventing the water that was coming down my roof from the melting snow from getting into my gutter can. So in an effort of not having a ice ledge around the outer perimeter of my house, around the whole perimeter of it, I went and removed all that snow in the bottom 2 to 3 feet, so it would have a clear path that when the snow above it started to melt, it would have a clear path to go into the gutter can, go down the downspout and get away from the house and not cause any damage. So if you haven't done that, it's something I would highly suggest you do that tomorrow.
Paul, if someone has a frozen pipe in their wall, and listen, I've heard a lot of different ways to kind of unfreeze it, some Cajun ingenuity, so to speak. But what would be the best advice you give someone that it's not a break, but it's frozen in there, to get things rolling where you can unfreeze that pipe?
Great question. So the first thing you want to do is you want to open up the faucet on that particular sink, the handle, whether it's hot or cold, get it wide open. And then the safest, it doesn't happen very quickly, but this is the safest method, is to take an old-fashioned hairdryer and put a hairdryer on that portion of the pipe that's frozen. And you're not holding the hairdryer in that same spot. You're actually moving the hairdryer up and down or left and right of the pipe, whether it's, you know, vertical or horizontal, and you're slowly melting the ice in that pipe. And what you're going to find that, like I said, it's not a fast process. It may take you 15, 20 minutes to unfreeze that ice in that pipe. It's going to slowly drip, and then it's going to be a little bit faster, and it's going to get to a steady stream. And as that water starts moving through that pipe, it will help melt the remaining ice that's in the pipe. In fact, something else is really common too, Mike, is that when you're doing that, you may get some water running and all of a sudden a big chunk of ice breaks loose and it clogs the pipe again. That's okay. Keep using your hairdryer, keep melting it, and you're going to find over time you'll be able to remove all the ice out of that pipe and get that faucet working freely without any obstruction.
Paul,
I want to make this point. Notice I said a hairdryer, not a blowtorch. You please don't
That's
use
that Cajun ingenuity you're talking about now.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So let's make sure that we're not causing a fire. I would even go as far as not even an electric resistant heater, like a little standalone heater. I wouldn't even do that. A hairdryer is the best method to use. Yes, it's going to take you some time, but it's the safest method to use.
Paul, one of the things, we have so many elevated homes, no matter where you live, here on the bayou, also in the city and in Kenner, Metairie, wherever people are listening from, is that now with the ability to get the insulated piping material, it doesn't cost you a tremendous amount of money for the material. Now, the labor to get somebody under your home and stuff, I mean, that's part of it. But to me, that is something that, okay, you might not have thought about it 25 years ago. But today, you have to think about that to actually putting that insulation on your pipes because, man, the way that wind will whip around and freeze up those pipes, you know, you're going to save yourself a lot of money by doing it. Even if you have an existing home today, to get those pipes insulated, if it happens to be in the spring or summer or fall, whatever. But I think it's essential down here to have your pipes insulated.
I agree. And I think it also goes as far as a peace of mind that you get a better night's sleep knowing that you've done everything you can do to protect your pipes and you can rest assured you're not going to have any issues. But let me say this, and this is really important. In Covington last night, actually this early this morning, it was 12 degrees. When I woke up early this morning, it was 12 degrees at my house. Even my pipes that were insulated, if I was not running water through them, they would freeze. So just because it's insulated doesn't guarantee you're not going to get a frozen pipe. You still have to run water through it. But the insulation buys you some time and buys you some temperature. 12 degrees is just too cold. So we're going to have to run water through that pipe. But on a 25 degree night, you may not have to run your water because it's properly insulated.
Trickle that hot water again tonight. Paul LaGrange, that's the highlighted section that I'm running my highlighter over from what I just heard you say, so that we don't have busted pipes tomorrow morning when we finally start thawing out. Thank you for joining us. I know that folks will be tuning in and have lots of questions for you on the Home Improvement Show this weekend.